Gray took wrestling to another level. Your greatest wrestlers, you would teach them one hold, and they would come back and show you 10 different ways to do that one hold. They were the innovators.
I would not go on the mat unless he was in my corner.
He dominated everybody. He won every national tournament he was in. Won 4 NAIA championships, 3 NCAA championships. He'd have been a four-timer had he been eligible. There was nobody could stay with him.
He was known to be the best 118-pounder in the country. And there was no one else to match him to make two Olympic teams. He could have made a third Olympic team. But he decided he did not want to give up his time with his team.
I'd work out with him anytime I could. And, of course, he could beat anybody from his weight all the way through heavyweight. He'd be patient.
And then all of a sudden, you're taken down and you're down and you're on your back. That's how Gray was in practice. And then he would laugh.
Gray Simons stands tall in every aspect that makes a great athlete and a great wrestler and a great person. Gray Simons will always be one of the all-time greats.
I'm Jason Bryant, and from the National Wrestling Hall of Fame's Etched in Stone series, this is 7, the story of Olympian Gray Simons, college wrestling's only 7-time national champion.